And now this is a dictation for Victoria Cantu, C-A-N-T as in today, U, October 1381, addresses a letter to Dr. Eisenman, E-I-S-E-N-M-A-N-N, 775-4680. Dear Dr. Kisondial, a follow-up for Mrs. Cantu with advanced renal failure, last visit in June. She has noted worsening of vomitings of the urine, back pain. She's concerned that is related to her kidneys. Has been treated for urinary tract infection, apparently symptomatic. She's taking Tylenol and a high dose of ibuprofen, 800 milligrams, three times a day for the last month. There is edema, numbness, as well as peripheral vascular disease, neuropathy, walking like over glass, stable dyspnea, stable shortness of breath, unfortunately back smoking within the last 2 months, one pack per day, no purulent material hemoptysis. She has low blood pressure on standing from postural hypotension, recently approved and starting on Droxy, D as in David, R-O-X-I, DOPA, D-O-P-A. Other review system done. Medication list review of the Farxiga, remains on beta blockers, pancreatic replacement, prior history of pancreatitis, no recurrence of alcohol abuse. To start insulin pump on Friday, she already has a continuous glucose monitor Dexcan. Next paragraph, physical exam, weight 154, blood pressure 118/80, lungs are clear, no respiratory distress, no arrhythmia, no ascites, no abdominal distension, evidence of peripheral vascular disease, minimal edema, non-focal. Next paragraph, recent chemistries from September. This is just when she started taking ibuprofen, a creatinine 2.1 for a GFR of 29 to stage 4. At that time, low sodium, upper potassium, normal acid base, low albumin, likely from nephrotic syndrome, corrected calcium normal, phosphorus not elevated, high glucose, anemia around 12. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 4, likely from insulin-dependent diabetes, diabetic nephropathy. She likely has nephrotic syndrome. She complains of back pain. I don't believe it's the kidney. We will do a kidney ultrasound and update urine sample for blood, a protein creatinine ratio for nephrotic syndrome. She's exposed to ibuprofen. She should not be on that, needs to stop that immediately. I don't see evidence for pyelonephritis or sepsis. She has a history of that. She has clinical evidence of peripheral vascular disease. She has prior history of coronary artery disease and stenting. Has not required EPO treatment. We will advise with new chemistries for potassium acid base and phosphorus, chemistries in a regular basis. She has prior history of alcohol abuse and pancreatitis, but she denies drinking. End of dictation.